Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set for the series finale between the Shuckers and the Biscuits. First pitch scheduled for 3:33 here on a Sunday. Javik Blake, I'm joined alongside today's pregame interview guest, Lamar Sparks. Lamar, thanks much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
How nuts was last night? A 10-run comeback in the ninth inning.
Last night was crazy. You know, we have a lot of young talent, so you can never count us out. You know, having those kind of guys on your team that are rowdy, ready to go, or, you know, hungry to win, all that kind of stuff, hungry to play. It's great to have that and be in that kind of environment. So,
you played for some teams that have had wild comebacks. The Missoula Paddleheads last year, I think, averaged almost 10 runs a game. Have you ever had a comeback like that in the ninth inning?
I mean, last year we did have a comeback quite like that. We were down 10 or 11 runs and came back and did it. This, to do it at this level, though, is a whole different story. You know, the guy we faced last guy has some of the best pitchers in the league, and you know, like I said a second ago, we have some young talent, and that didn't stop us. You know, we went right after him, knew what he had, went right after him. You know, there's not a doubt in our mind that we could do it, and it was awesome.
How much fun is it to be in this lineup with all the talent that you guys have, able to feed off one another, especially in one of those big innings?
Feeding off of each other, you know, is big like that. Especially, you know, you have a guy, Kale, who stepped up, you know, all kind of stuff. Kale went down, Kale stepped in, came in there, did the job. Like I said, we have a whole bunch of young talent, and you can never count that out, you know. So playing around younger guys and being the youngest team in AA at this moment, you know, is big for us. It's a lot of a learning experience, and everybody's ready to go. Everybody wants to win. Everybody wants to move up, you know, all kind of stuff. So when we get put in those kind of situations, that's where we strive. You know, we're young. We don't look at it as, we're in this kind of situation. No, we look at it as if, no, we want to win. We want to see what we can do in this kind of situation.
This is a team, too, that is just rolling offensively. Everybody seems to be having a great month. How much fun is it in the clubhouse right now?
It's great. You know, go back in the clubhouse most days, blaring music, all that kind of stuff. It's a great vibe. You know, when we're winning, it's fun. You know, even when we lose, you know, like I said, I keep saying this, we're a young team. Winning or losing, there's a lot of experience, you know. So there's a lot of learning, and so regardless if we win or lose, we're still having a good time being at this level of learning and contributing to each other and being good teammates.
You talk about learning. What have you learned, biggest thing here in AA?
Biggest thing is, failure. You know, everybody looks at the positives. People want to stay away from the negatives, but then at the end of the day, what you got to do is actually look at the negatives and make it positive. What did I do today that was good? What did I do today if I struck out? What did he throw me on certain counts, you know, all kind of stuff. So that kind of is a big part of it. And so, you know, into that.
How much does that help being at the AA level where there is video and numbers on everything? And you can go back and watch video of certain pitches and really get that in-game feedback?
Being at this level and getting that kind of information, you know, going into this, you know, a lot of teams will put their best guys in AA. And so it really is all, you know, everybody for themselves. And so, at the same time, you know, obviously have teammates and all kind of stuff, but like they put their best guys out there. It's like, you know, you got to go out there, you got to see his numbers, you got to see what he has. You know, having this tracking and having that information is good, you know, to let us know what they have and all kind of stuff. But at the end of the day, you got to go out there and compete regardless. And so, having all that kind of stuff and being in AA and being where a lot of the big time prospects are in baseball, it's you know, you got to fill yourself out, you got to figure out what you have to do to succeed, what you have to do to contribute to the team, because at the end of the day, like I said, it's a team effort.
You have had a massive month on top of everything. How much confidence does that give you? Talk about how a lot of the pitchers you're facing are the best in the organization that you're facing against. How much confidence does that give you to have a big month?
A lot, man. You know, started out a little slow, but as I keep going, you know, I'm learning, talking to the guys. You know, like I said, everybody has each other's back, so it doesn't matter who's doing good, who's doing bad. Nobody judges anybody for it. Everybody has each other's backs. We all know what we're going through. We all know what kind of level we're at right now, what kind of talent we're facing. So, you know, it's just a matter of time of when people start catching on to it, and when people do, you know, that's when, like last night, like I said earlier, faced probably the best guy in their staff, and, you know, it was a matter of time when we finally got to him.
WOLX, one of the local news stations, put out a fascinating and really awesome story on you and your family, about you and your sister, your parents. How cool was that to get that insight, be able to talk about the special family bond that you guys have?
You know, it's not something I do very often. I don't really talk about that kind of stuff very often. So, but at the same time, you know, having family is a family, and that's what's most important to me. So having my family be able to come out and watch and support me, and then have my little sister come out and be able to watch and support me is great.
You talked a lot in that interview about your little sister who has cerebral palsy. You guys grew up together. How much did you learn from her growing up and being able to be with her on a day in and day out basis?
Positive, because you know, you look at somebody like her in a power chair, doesn't move very well, kind of different kind of stuff, and you know, looking on her outlook on life is different. You know, I think I go through struggles on the baseball field. No, you look at somebody like her who is so positive so often. Never see her upset. It opens your eyes. You know, I'm out there struggling in the outfield, and I'll walk around and be like, man, I wish I'd have done something this bad, you know. And then I'll sit there and realize, wait a minute, people have it worse than me. And so to look at how her outlook on life in general and how positive she is, it can change somebody's personality, mentality, with whatever, you know. So having her behind me, supporting me is great.
How big of a smile does it put in your face whenever you go out to bat at MGM Park and you see her and your parents right next to the dugout cheering you on?
It's great, you know, because like I said, I said this on the interview that I had, but I'll look over often. She'll be on her phone on TikTok, you know, TikToking it up, and or Instagram, tweeting, you know, on Twitter, tweeting all that kind of stuff. But as soon as she hears my name, she perks up and pulls out her phone to either video or just sits up there and starts smiling. So it's cool to see her get to watch me play. You know, she doesn't get to see me play very often, so when she is here, it's great.
Well, Mar, thanks much for joining us.
No problem, yeah. Thanks for having me.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the Biscuits at 3:33.